My friends, we have been told to love. This is the first commandment. I really find delight in the answer our Lord gave to these Pharisees. They gathered together and, testing him, asked, "Which commandment in the law is the greatest?" There is another translation. This translation says that they were trying to test Jesus. Another translation is more explicit and says they were trying to disconcert him. They were trying to produce confusion in Christ's mind. But Christ's mind is clear. Christ's mind is clear and well ordered. Christ's mind knows very well that the central and foremost point is love. And when he preaches, when he teaches today, he's trying to bring to our minds the same clarity, the same well order. If your life is truly centered in true love, all your life has the beautiful order and harmony of Christ's life, of Christ's mind. That's what we find in the readings of today. Love is the central point. I remember, regarding this point, I remember one of my dearest saints, Saint Catherine of Siena. She wrote so well concerning this point. And she dares to say that God made our souls of love. The very fabric of our souls is love. And consequently, unless we enter in complete decision with a complete and perfect resolution into love, we never will find the true meaning of our life. Love. Love is the central point of our life. But not every love deserves that name. There is an order in love. It is commonly said that love is blind. Well, that is not true. At least, that is not true if we are speaking of Christian love. Our love is not blind because it is full of light. And there is an order. We can learn to love. Love is not an accident that simply happens within us. It is not only something that comes and then goes out. Love comes in. But love comes in from God if we are to receive God's love in our hearts. And that was exactly the aim of Christ's sacrifice, and that's the aim of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. The action of the Holy Spirit is God's love entering into our souls and transforming us in divine shrines of love. That is the order we need, and the order is described by our Lord with these words. The first commandment is, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." This is the order of love. First, to love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind. This brings order to your soul. To love with all intensity what is most lovable. Well, I suppose it is logical, isn't it? What should be loved? What should be most loved? Well, what is most lovable, and that is God Himself. When we put God in the very center of our soul, when we actively and willingly choose God as the very goal of all our love, we are bringing order to our soul. And order is important. Order is important here. Because a disordered love will not bring benefit for us, but destruction. Loving is building up, or is destroying down our souls. That's all we have. We only have love to offer. If we misplaced our capacity of love, we are losing everything. It's not part of us. It's everything we have. So, in choosing the right order, in choosing what comes first and then what comes second, we are giving us the opportunity of realizing completely what we are called to be. And this is complete fulfillment to our souls. My friends, we have been told to love. And the commandment to love is not only a beautiful commandment, it's our only opportunity to be truly human and to reach our own goal, which is holiness. If we think of it, what is a saint? A saint is someone that fully and orderly loved. That is a saint. Think of Teresa of Calcutta. Think of St. Martin de Porres. Think of St. Paul, St. Dominic, St. Francis of Assisi. Who were they? They were people full of love. And they loved with an order. First, God with all their hearts. Secondly, their neighbor. Because of God, for God's sake, they love their neighbors. As we continue this celebration, may I recall that this is the sacrament of love, the very fruit of the Holy Communion. The very fruit of receiving the Holy Communion is to increase our capacity of love and the clarity of our souls as a pledge of the banquet of heaven. We are invited to this banquet on earth as a preparation, as a pledge for the banquet of heaven. Let's continue the celebration, thanking God for His love and opening wide our hearts to His love, to His mercy, to His grace.